The city of Chicago's recycling program began in 1995. It's called the Blue Bag Program, named after the blue bags residents have to buy to hold recyclables. The bags are then set out along with normal garbage, and the trucks pick them up. Jessica Rio is the spokesperson for the city's Department of Environment. She says the city's current recycling efforts started off slowly, but people are catching on to the idea.
Participation has been growing in a really satisfying way for the past 4 years. We surpassed 25% last summer, I guess it was, and this summer it's been even higher.
More households in Chicago are recycling, although a review of the participation rate shows that growth is slowing. The advocacy group Chicago Recycling Coalition believes the city's recycling program could be doing much better. Murdad Azaman is the group's executive director.
Whether you compare that participation rate to Chicago suburbs or you compare it to other cities like Milwaukee or even like Los Angeles, it's a lot lower. It's about a half of where it should be.
Azaman says Chicago and other large cities, such as Detroit and Philadelphia, are not finding effective recycling solutions.
In terms of the city's priorities in general, that recycling is pretty far down. And I think it's an unfortunate decision because they could be saving literally millions on their disposal costs at the same time as creating potentially hundreds of jobs for their residents.
The Chicago Recycling Coalition acknowledges big cities face difficulties not found in the cul-de-sacs and tree-lined boulevards of the suburbs. For example, junkers and scavengers in the city rifle recycling containers before the trucks can pick them up, making the city's recycling efforts less cost-effective. Another problem in the central city is the sheer density of buildings and people and the complications that causes. Chicago's garbage truck fleet and its recycling program serve houses and small apartment buildings. Larger complexes are required by city ordinance to come up with their own recycling plans. The city of Chicago's Jessica Rio says recycling in the city is not a simple task.
Some of the challenges of big city recycling is that there are lots of different kinds of housing forms. We've got high-rise buildings, small apartment buildings, and single-family homes. So what we've tried to do is implement a recycling system, or I should say recycling systems, that are tailor-made for those different considerations.
But some cities are facing those different considerations and seeing impressive results. The Chicago Recycling Coalition says the city only needs to look to its neighbor to the north. In Milwaukee, 80% of the households participate in the recycling program, more than three times Chicago's 25% participation rate. The city of Milwaukee's resource recovery manager, Mike Engelbart, says his city's recycling program is one of the top five in the nation. Milwaukee has made its recycling program simple and convenient. Unlike Chicago, there are no special bags to buy. In fact, Milwaukee gives its residents a special wheeled cart to hold recyclables. Engelbart says it works in most parts of the city.
The outlying areas of the city, we're getting 95 to 99% participation. In other parts of the city where there's lower compliance, we have gone back to a bin system. So actually, we have kind of a synthesis.
Engelbart says what Milwaukee has found is participation is higher where people own their own homes. They've bought into the community and the community's programs. However, Engelbart says like many big cities, there are some areas of Milwaukee where recycling is not a priority.
In some parts of the city, especially parts faced with poverty, you're not as worried about recycling. You're worried about where your next meal's going to come from.
Engelbart says it's probably not fair to compare Chicago to Milwaukee because they're very different cities. Milwaukee has a history of socialism and is considered to be progressive. It's also quite a bit smaller than Chicago. Having said that, Engelbart says Milwaukee does have a model recycling program. The Chicago Recycling Coalition says other big cities can do just as well as Milwaukee. Murdad Azaman says instead of finding a better plan, Chicago is throwing good money after bad.
They've put literally millions per year into public relations and into education. Our question is, we don't know if that's good enough. It's trying to sell a program that really hasn't been very popular. And just from its very design, it's difficult to get residents to participate and to try to do the right thing.
Officials at City Hall say Chicago is not Milwaukee. They are pleased with their recycling program. They add as long as participation continues to increase, Chicago's recycling program is as successful as a big city could expect to be, and they plan to stick with it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.